This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To the Talk Radio Town Hall, something we do as a part of What's on Your Mind every Wednesday with Congressman Kevin Cramer taking your calls, questions, and comments. Congressman Cramer will not be here today. As most of you know, as we reported on the last week, he is at the bedside of his son, who is in a battle of all battles. Spent most of the last 10 days at Sanford Hospital in Bismarck. And was transferred yesterday to Mayo in Rochester, Rochester Methodist Hospital in Rochester, Minnesota. So, Congressman Cramer will not be able to be here. And first and foremost, the most important thing we can convey to you today is to please continue praying for Congressman Cramer and his wife, Chris, and their entire family. And certainly for, some incredible healing for their son, Ike. As well. And there's some talk now of a transplant. That's, I think, why the move was there. Congressman Cramer's Facebook post on this is very good. I'll share that with you before the end of the program as well, just so you know the very latest for those of you that haven't. I'll tell you right now about that. It says, I haven't posted updates on Isaac Cramer's health for a while because there hasn't been much to report until now. The incredible team at Bismarck Sanford Health were able to stabilize Ike and prepare him for transport to Mayo Clinic Health System. Because my flights to D.C. got canceled by the snowstorm yesterday, I was home when it happened and was able to ride with my son to Rochester today. Now we are here where some of the best medical professionals in the world are caring for him while the transplant team evaluates. Our family is beyond grateful to the awesome team at Sanford and Bismarck. From top management, you know who you are, to every single person, and I mean every, we were touched deeply and cannot begin to say thank you enough. We cannot express how much we love our pastors at New Song Bismarck. To the hundreds, maybe thousands of prayer warriors who contact us constantly, you have no idea what you've done for us. To our friends, employees, neighbors, colleagues, you are blessings beyond belief. Above all, to our good God, who is far more faithful to me than I am to him, I praise you. Isaac is not out of the woods. But everything that can be done is being done, and he is in good hands on earth and in heaven. I don't know when I will post again. Our situation is very personal, and we tend to be public. I am trying to balance it with dignity and respect for our son and openness to you. Thank you for understanding. As always, very well written and heartfelt by Congressman Kevin Cramer. And there are a ridiculous amount of comments about that have poured in on Kevin's page and our pages and everywhere. So you know what the situation is there now. What I thought of last night was, given the fact that we needed to have this talk radio town hall, was maybe we offer the opportunity to Senator Heitkamp to pinch in, so to speak. Tom Campbell did that last week, and I thought Senator Heitkamp's up for election too. We've asked repeatedly and not been able to get her, but maybe in this situation, knowing we need a replacement last minute, we could try. Sent her a text. She did reply this morning saying she had Senate business and unable to join us. Her staff sent the same by email. They've said that to us now hundreds of times when we've requested that they come here and answer your questions. So what we thought is that we would afford this opportunity to you right now to ask questions for Senator Heitkamp. And by the way, if they're for Congressman Cramer, rather, in his absence, that's certainly welcome as well, and we will get it to them. But I think what I'm committed to doing, more than anything, until which time we can have Senator Heitkamp return to this program and respect you. I don't care about me. I don't care about, the show. This isn't about Todd or, anything. It's about you. It's about the people that listen to this program. That's who we're here for. That's what we're fighting for every single day to get you the answers you want. I thought it would be I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to continue to ask for your questions for Senator Heitkamp. We will forward those on. And we will hope at some point they will recognize, just from the sheer volume of the questions, and by the way, the knowledge that is wrapped up in all of your questions, never underestimate the power of sharing a real situation, a real problem. Now, it doesn't have to be about, you know, why'd you vote against the tax reform bill? I want to know that answer. And I think every day we get new evidence of how dumb that was, how bad a vote that was, how much that was a vote against real people, average, everyday North Dakotans. Mike Nathy, Bismarck Funeral Home yesterday, told us a story about an employee. He comes in, says, hey, something's wrong with the paycheck there. Somebody messed up. I got $84 too much in here. What happened there? Oh, I don't know. We'll get to the payroll processor. We'll find out. No, nothing wrong. You get $84 more every paycheck. Quickly does the math, realizes that's a lot of money. I get every, what can I do with it that I wasn't otherwise going to do it? That's as middle class as you get. So I'm not dismissing that as an issue, but the vote's done. And now it's a matter of woulda, shoulda, coulda. But I'll bet there's things you're dealing with right now in your business, in your life, that you want fixed. Never underestimate the power of a real story and bringing those stories to your elected leaders, along with a demand that they do something about it. Don't think your issue's unimportant. Don't think you're unimportant. So, here's how you can do it today. You can call us, 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550. You can text us. Ton is the buzzer. Andy?
Sorry, I was listening for...
Oh, it's handy. Okay, you got it close. You got it. All right. I just want to know if it's close. You can text Todd or me. Not Todd or I. Yeah, Todd or me at 701-367-2054 for moi, or 701-226-8503 for Todd. You can also leave a message 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but we'd love it this hour. For these questions, at 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. All right. Facebook. Todd and I both have posts up. You can do it there at the K-Fire page or mine as well. Let's go. I'll start with some Facebook posts. Those came in early this morning. When are you going to listen to the majority of North Dakotans and vote as they wish? Okay, I think that's a good question, because I think by all measure, for instance, on the tax reform, you look at Donald Trump's approval rating, a majority of North Dakotans in polls supported the tax bill. She's not listening to the majority. Now, she might have an argument about why, but I think that's a fair question. Thank you, Stephen. Claudine, why do you think Planned Parenthood is an organization? What was that? Something very weird just happened where I heard myself back. Claudine says, why do you think Planned Parenthood is an organization worthy of taxpayer funding? Again, simple, to the point, and a question that needs to be answered. No doubt about it. The reason Chuck Schumer, seconds after Senator Heidi Heitkamp's vote on saying it's okay to end a baby's life, even though we know by science they feel pain, she got a high five because he knows she sided with Planned Parenthood. More money for you, Heidi. High five! You didn't worry about those pesky North Dakotans on this one. High five! She's defending Planned Parenthood. Now, I saw a story here recently about Planned Parenthood and all the money they're going to pour into a bunch of states. They're figuring out a creative way to funnel it into the state without saying it's from Planned Parenthood, because guess what? They know how unpopular Planned Parenthood is in the state. That goes back to Stephen's question. When are you going to listen to a majority of North Dakotans? So in the case of Planned Parenthood, they got to go, okay, here's the deal. We want your money, but we can't really be out front about how we take your money because North Dakotans don't like Planned Parenthood, but I'm with you, as I proved on that vote, so let's find another way. Guarantee you that's what's going on. Shane Here's his question. Why don't you and Chuck jump when you high five? I think humor's okay, Todd, right? You got to have a little levity in a question. Can't all be serious policy stuff, right? So I think, are you supposed to jump when you high five? Is that a thing? I don't know that I've jumped before. I think that's a younger deal. Texture, Senator Heitkamp, I was wondering, how can you be a member of a party that believes in the science of climate change and transgender people, but vote against the science of a fetus feeling pain after 20 weeks? You know, I think a solid question based on science, because the Democratic Party loves to ram what their view of science is down our throat related to climate change, but is blowing off what everybody agrees is solid science on when a baby feels pain. Proving why I think this is an uncomfortable thing for Senator Heitkamp to have to answer and take your questions. James and Beulah, first call on the phone. The Talk Radio Town Hall for Heidi Heitkamp next.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers Revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dry to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming February 2018 auctions include 300 acres of irrigated land in Otter Tail County near Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, 160 acres of cropland in Polk County near Climax, Minnesota, 480 acres of crop and pasture land in Mercer County near Hazen and Stanton, North Dakota, 1,200 acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in Adams County near Regent, North Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Mentioned earlier, What's on Your Mind is powered by our fine sponsors, and if you appreciate this program, we hope you'll patronize them. It's as simple as that, because they are the fuel that makes us go, and that includes Dak Diesel. CJ's on the line right now. Got a great special going for March. Great time to get on the phone. We talked to you in the middle of a snowstorm the other day, so the snowstorm's over. It's time to move some iron your way, right?
Yep, yep. Yeah, I had a couple trucks show up already today, and it's just one of those things getting back at it. And still got a little bit of snow to move out here. But, yeah, the special for March is 10% off all major work, major repairs. So, you know, if you need something done, of course, you know, March is the time to take care of it. But then it's also your truck is in good top running shape for the spring and also the summer ahead. So, you know, it's one of those things to think about. And the other thing I want to remind people out there is if you are going to have your truck fixed at another repair shop, you know, find out what they're doing to take care of the issue and prevent that issue from biting you down the road. You know, it's one of those things nobody likes to go and, you know, spend money on a repair and then down the road spend it and the money again. And, you know, if you want to take your truck to somebody else, of course, you know, I can't stop you from doing that. But just go and, you know, ask those questions. You know, what are you doing to prevent this problem from actually reoccurring down the road? You know, because otherwise you're basically just throwing your money away.
So simple as a call.
Just a reminder.
A great reminder. It is. And give CJ a call on his cell 210-0888 or the shop 258-5011 online at DACDiesel.com. Thanks a bunch, sir.
Yeah. Thanks, Scott. Have a great day.
You too. James in Beulah, next on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Your questions for Senator Heidi Heitkamp today. She's not here to answer, but that's nothing new. We tried and we'll continue to try. What we are doing today is assembling every one of your questions, whether you call in, whether you email in, whether you text in, whether you go to Facebook, and we're going to put them all together and continue to, number one, present them to her, but we hope at some point get you answers for each and every one. So we're trying every possible way we can. James and Beulah, what's your question?
Well, I'm glad you filled me in because I just tuned in. I knew there was like kind of a comments and answers section from Heidi. I was absolutely scared that you actually got her on the show. I was really surprised that you completely out of character for her. But my big question is, why does she feel it's right to completely disregard her constituents? This goes all the way back to the Iran deal. She came up to Beulah. Actually, her representative came to Beulah, asked questions, and then went and did completely the opposite of what everybody here in Beulah told her to do. You know, that meeting was stacked full of people who were obviously very miffed about the idea of us catering to Iran. And she voted for it anyway. So that's my question. Why does she disregard her constituents?
That's fascinating to me. I didn't know about that meeting. The meeting was in Beulah?
Yeah, it was at the Country Kettle in Beulah. Just a little, and they put it in the smallest little meeting room they could find in town, and we packed full beyond what the fire marshal would have recommended. And that poor gal went back to Bismarck with an earful, that's for sure.
And by the way, James, you remind me of something we need to spend a moment on. And this is a popular, I don't want to call it a trick, but it's certainly a tool in the toolbox of Democrats. They want to be able to say they were in a lot of places meeting with people, you know, listening, but they really have no intention of doing that. So they schedule, as James said, the smallest possible room in this case in Beulah, so they can say, there it is, but we didn't have to worry about, you know, interacting with too many people. Byron Dorgan pulled the same trick. And this was about when Obamacare was being debated, okay? He was a senator at the time, and one of his stops was in Castleton. So I said, I'm doing the show, and I said, you know what? We're taking the show to Castleton. We spent the morning at the little coffee shop there in the Castleton Inn, the Governor's Inn, I guess it's called, and great caramel rolls there, but no, cinnamon rolls is their thing, I think. Anyway, so we have, and we handed out, you know, pieces of paper where people could ask their questions. Write them down, make it easy for folks, even hand them to Senator Dorgan. In other words, make it just as easy as possible. That was scheduled for like the noon hour, I think. Noon or, you know, 1 o'clock, something like that. And we promoted the daylights out of it. We wanted people to know about it because that's the other thing. They don't exactly broadcast this widely, right? They put out a press release, hope for a little blip in the small town paper. They don't go to Fargo, they go to Castleton because Fargo would have more media there, see? You go to Castleton, there'll be less media because the media, they're lazy. They don't like to go to Castleton. It just means less people. They just stay where they're at. This is, again, all part of the playbook, folks. In this case, the place was jammed to the rafters. It was scheduled to be held at the fire hall. Okay? And the idea was, you know, a little photo op with the fire trucks behind and a few people gathered around. Well, there were so many people that they had to move the fire trucks out. They had to move the fire trucks out because there were that many people there. And, of course, question after question after question was about Obamacare. Very obvious people were not for it. Even on the issues related to, again, taxpayer funding of abortion, something very much at odds, even if you're pro-choice, many people think that's a bad idea, that Byron Dorgan could not defend, and it was an absolute disaster. It's one of the reasons he didn't run for re-election, obviously. He was going to lose. He knew that. But that's a little trick they play, James, so thank you for pointing that out. But I think by doing what you're doing and saying, hey, wait a minute, she comes up to Beulah, she pretends to be listening, she goes at odds with what the majority of people said on Iran, and this Iran deal's a bad, bad deal. I mean, it was a bad deal for our oil and gas industry here. It handed them billions of dollars to compete against us. I mean, it was giving them money to go build more IEDs to kill our troops. I mean, this thing's a disaster.
On top of it, you know, you talk about that, giving them funding back to Iran and allowing them to bring more oil across here. She was on the board of directors for DGC for many, many years, Dakota Gasification. That's what I've been told. I don't know how true that is. I've never looked into it. However, when you look at that, that directly goes against her personal interest, which really surprised me that she would even put that on the table when you have a company that you, in your state, with your constituents, with your voters, who is producing natural gas. And you're going against your own people. You're not even helping fund your own government.
No, that's a real good point. I remember hearing her vote. I never thought in a million years she'd end up voting for that deal. I really didn't. When I heard it, I thought, she doesn't plan to run for re-election. How is that? The only thing I guess that she's hoping for is people forget about it. But James, you're making sure that's not going to happen.
Absolutely, I was really, really perturbed about it. And Scott, I got to thank you. I got to get going, but thank you so much for pounding on her door and making her phone ring and just really getting in her hair and making this thing happen. So thank you very much.
And we'll send the question. What was the name of the place in Beulah?
Country Kettle.
Country Cattle. Maybe we should go back up there and just have a little town hall on that deal and get more people to talk about that.
If Todd ever wants, they have awesome caramel rolls there. So if he wants to make his way up there and do the cafe sometime, they are fantastic.
James, hang on a moment. Manny's going to get your number. I know you got to go, but he'll get your number and I'll call you. Maybe we'll line up a. You had us at caramel rolls, but the town hall sounds really good. That issue of Iran is one of the big ones. That is one of the big ones, folks. That's why I love this audience. So, Manny, if you could get James's number, that'd be great. I think there are four or five. I'm trying to think of the big ones. Certainly Iran. Certainly the flaring rule on the Obama regulations. Her vote was the reason it stayed in place. The tax bill. What else is there? There's a whole laundry list. More of your questions when we come back. Talk Radio Town Hall. Questions for Heidi Heitkamp here on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our grassy deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm dreaming of the Kettle Cafe in Beulah now, you realize. See what happens to the, you folks call with all these great suggestions on great stops, and then we, that's all we can think about. What's the one that they were talking, Nephilis Soup, best Nephilis Soup, the one off Sunset, family restaurant, German name. Todd, help me there, in Mandan. It's off Sunset. Take the interstate, Sunset exit.
Freed's?
Freed's, thank you very much. There's another one. Had some wonderful Nephilis Soup there the other day. And a side of toast in heaven, right there. Absolutely.
Everything you got there is wonderful.
Almost as nice as a Chevy Camaro convertible. Folks, spring is going to be here pretty quick. We're turning the corner, and it's time for Wednesday Wheels, brought to you by Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Our friends at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City have a bright red, oh my gosh, 2017 Chevrolet Camaro convertible. Mm-hmm. 20,000 miles, V6 engine, gets great mileage, all kinds of options. So it's on the lot now for $25,900, but today, and today only, if you say, hey, Scott told me, I heard about it on the radio, you'll drive it away for $24,450. Over $1,000 off. Brand new, that same vehicle's $40,000. And this has only got 20,000 miles on it. Can't make it up. 2017 red Chevy Camaro convertible. $24,450 if you tell me you heard about it on What's on Your Mind. $40,000 vehicle. Brand new. And it's got 20,000 spins on it. Can't make it up. Pucklich Chevy Buick GMC. They like to say, you drive, we'll ride with you. They do. 721 West Main Valley City. Man, I'm telling you what, get off the interstate quick and go check that out. Online at Pucklich.com and PucklichValleyCity.com. North Dakota's home for Chevy. All right. Back on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Boatload of texts to get to. Boatload of texts. So I will do that. I also welcome your calls at 800-228-0550. Here's what we're doing today. Congressman Kevin Cramer, not able to be here for the weekly talk radio town hall with his son at Mayo in Rochester, meeting with the transplant team. Keep that in your prayers, please. And we'll update. I get a lot of texts from people. What have you heard? What have you heard? What have you heard? I'm not bugging them. I don't call them. I don't text them. I don't do anything. I mean, they're focused on their son, and they should be. But they have been updating when they're able on Facebook, and we're sharing that. So just keep an eye on our Facebook accounts, and we'll keep you posted there. So today we said, look, we got the time. We invited Senator Heidi Heitkamp. She said no. Let's ask questions of her. And you're asking fabulous questions, questions that really do need to be asked. A couple of ways for you to do it. You can email me, Scott H. at FlagFamily.com, Scott H. at FlagFamily.com. You can do the studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text Todd, 226-8503, me, 367-2054. Call this number. If you think of a question that you have for her tonight sometime, call this number. Leave it. We'll get it to her. 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Okay? Or call us right now at 258-0550. And here you go. Oh, I first need to answer. Okay, Heidi, please explain to me why you would support the possibility that your parents could have aborted your siblings just to make you an only child. Your voting history would support this. Please try to defend yourself to ND. Signed, Kent. Kent, let me say this. That issue is one I feel very passionately about. And I am not fond of the support that Heidi Heitkamp gives to the biggest abortion provider in this country in Planned Parenthood, nor her support for the practice of killing an unborn child when we know it can feel pain at 20 weeks. We're in company of North Korea here by doing that. It's bad, bad. But I think anytime you make it personalized to say, you know, what if your mother did this and what, you know, I get where you're going. I think just keep it to the best thing I would ask you, just please keep it to what most concerns you about the policy rather than making it that personal. Because let's not be them. Let's not go there. I'm with you on the issue, but just try and phrase the question a little differently. That makes sense? I hope so. All right, let's go back to the phones. John in New Salem, your question on what's on your mind.
Yeah, you can ask Heidi if she's going to side with the Democrats on their ridiculous gun control laws, or is she going to side with us North Dakotans and the Second Amendment believers?
What's Heidi's record on gun control, John? What did any particular votes that concern you or that you
I haven't really paid any attention to what Heidi does.
Well, I have to admit I haven't done enough on that issue because I think actually that's the one issue that I can remember where her vote was different than what Obama wanted.
Well,
and that was back, and it was largely because North Dakotans overwhelmingly swamped her office and said, you know, don't go there. And I don't know that she was a deciding vote on it, though, and that's the thing. Anytime she's ever cast a vote that was something that, you know, the leadership of the party didn't want, it was when it wasn't necessary, so it was a throwaway vote. She's never said, I'm going to buck my party and make a difference on an issue going one way or the other. She's not done that. And that's very different than how she campaigned. On gun control, your question, very plain and simple, it's a good one. I was just curious if there were any specific votes that had you concerned, but you got a good question there.
Well, she's going to have to make up her mind, you know, if she's going to stay with us or is she going to go with them.
It's a good question, John. Thank you for sharing it.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it very much, and I love the way you people ask questions. You people are fine listeners. You're just so dang smart and wonderful and, you know, just cut to the chase. It's, you know, there's a little North Dakota nice in most of them, and that's fine. That's what we want. But at the same time, it's here's the answer I'm looking for. I don't want any wishy-wash talk. I want a straight answer. Elaine and Minot, what's your question?
My question is, why are we not hearing from anybody about gun control? It starts in the home. Parents need to be parents.
What would you like Senator Heitkamp to say and or do on that front?
Bring it up. I think everybody is too afraid to admit that the parents are not parenting their children the way they should. They want to be their friend and not the parent.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, you're not asking too much here to say, hey, just start the conversation. You're a member of the United States Senate. You know, talk about how we got to where we're at, where this happens.
That's right.
What role the parents own in this.
You
never hear that, you know,
other than from
listeners.
I
in my case, you know, one of the greatest shows we did was the day after the Parkland shooting, and I just asked the question, why do you think this happens? And you know, I think we did a couple of days where the answers to why, and parents were on the list several times.
That's right. And the other thing is they don't let the teachers discipline anymore. And then they call the parents, and it's always the teacher's fault. It is never their child's fault.
Yep, great point. Appreciate the call, Elaine. Thanks very much.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Another texter wants to know, Heidi, didn't you say Russia was going to take care of the problem in Syria? How's that working out for the Syrian kids? Answer to the question, she did say that in an interview, I think it was on Meet the Press, and we have that. Actually, it's one of the things I meant to get to today. Todd, do you have that clip queued by chance of Meet the Press? Joe Manchin, Senator from West Virginia, and Heidi Heitkamp are on talking about a number of issues. And the issue of Syria and Iran and the whole mess came up. And here's, do you have it, Todd?
I think because we aren't trusting Assad, we're trusting the Russians to come to the table to force their ally.
Whoa, you're trusting the Russians?
We're trusting Russia's intent at this point to actually deliver the right set of circumstances. And I've said all along that we're waiting. Words are not enough. We have to see action. And so it is the combination of Russia with Syria and understanding that there is this threat that we are.
Folks, that was a colossal mistake on the part of Senator Heitkamp, a colossal mistake. If you could actually see what I was seeing when this was playing, Joe Manchin from West Virginia, his eyes about bugged out of his head when she said that. Like, what is she saying? Russia? You know, Andrea Mitchell is who was doing the questioning. I believe she was filling in on Meet the Press, or it was on her show. I forget which, but it was NBC. And she's asked, you know, again, are you going to trust Assad to fix this? And no, I don't trust Russia. We're going to leave to Russia. Andrea Mitchell, swamp dweller, says, what? Russia? You're going to trust? Yeah. So that's back to the back to that one. Texter, another question for Senator Heitkamp. You advocate for raising the minimum wage for unskilled workers, but voted 7 times not to raise the base pay for our soldiers when 70% of those on their first contract qualify for federal and state assistance. How do you justify that? Ladies and gentlemen, I can't even begin to tell you how awesome it is to see questions like that pour in and all of the questions that we've got. They are the answer to the question, why doesn't she come on the show? She doesn't want to answer your questions. They're too darn good. She didn't get asked this by newspaper reporters. Didn't get asked this by kids who run around with TV cameras in Washington, D.C., so excited that they've got a TV camera in their hand, they shake at their knees when they actually have a senator in front of them. They're going to ask them anything tough. So, she gets by with it. Not anymore. Not anymore. Texter says, Kroll's Diner has good Nephila soup. I agree, but we don't like to give Kroll's Diner free commercials. All right? They have this big, you know, operation, and they don't advertise on this program. Do they, Todd? I don't think so.
Nope.
No more free commercials for them, thank you very much. Next time you're there, say, hey, I kind of like this soup, but not coming here anymore if you don't spend some of your good hard-earned money on the most listened to talk show in North Dakota. Here you go. When you got an advertising budget, we kind of hold you to that. So that's why. I have a question for Senator Heitkamp, says this texter to Todd. What is our biggest resource? Thank you, Bo. What is our biggest resource? Not a question, but a statement, says another texter to Todd. Senator Heitkamp is done. She apparently does not care about the citizens of North Dakota anymore and has become Chuck and Nancy's sheeple, Schumer, Pelosi. I guess if Heidi doesn't have time to speak to her constituents, we don't have time to vote for her on Election Day. All right. Stephen Bismarck has a question on the phone. We have a few more texts to get to. We're not going to get to all of them, but we've got a great start on our effort to ask Heidi Heitkamp.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. We invite North Dakota farm women to our Soybean Marketing Seminar for Women, March 13th at NDSU's Commodity Trading Room, located in Berry Hall in Fargo. Naomi Bloom will lead the one-day seminar. Ms. Bloom is an expert at advising farmers how to manage their cash marketing needs and properly use futures and options. Naomi helps farmers understand the importance of managing basis, delivery point considerations, cash flow, and contracts. This program is designed specifically for women involved in North Dakota soybean production. Come learn and network in a friendly environment with colleagues making the same decisions on their farms. Again, Soybean Marketing Seminar for Women, March 13th at NDSU's Commodity Trading Room located at Berry Hall in Fargo. Deadline to register is March 6th. Register online at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hurry to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, right now because the deals are incredible. Vince is with me to tell me why. 60 months, no interest financing, cash discounts right now on your showroom models. What's going on?
We're excited to get our 2018 inventory in on the showroom floor where we lock it down for 6 months. So right now we have a lot of 2017 inventory remaining, and we'd like to find a home for it. And in doing so, you can save some money.
Big money, folks. Come on in right now. Use the promo code ACE with your Hot Springs Spa staff member. You'll get an additional savings of up to $1,900. Remember that, promo code ACE. Saunas, hot tubs, game tables, pool tables, they've got it all, and pools and more right here. Plus, every day made better. What's that mean?
Well, that means every time you sit in hot water, you're better. You're better physically. You're better mentally. You're better relationally. Just know that you are better because of 101 degree water and what it does for the circulatory system and the body in general. And that's why we say every day made better.
They're in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and now Devil's Lake, too. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Remember the promo code ACE.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're going to be at the round table with Sonny Perdue and Hovind in Fargo later on in the week, I think you should be. Thank you.
I appreciate that call. Sonny Perdue is the Secretary of Agriculture in the Trump administration. He will be in Fargo tomorrow. No, what's today? Wednesday. He'll be here Fargo Friday. The reason he's asking, I believe, is because part of that will be during our show. We have a request in to see if it's open, and we can broadcast it. If we can, we will. We'll make that a big part of Friday's show for sure. Absolutely. And that'll be a wonderful occasion. So we're looking forward to that very much. Stay tuned. Details on that. See, this is why we love our callers, and we celebrate the call of the day right there. There it is. Saying, hey, you going to go cover this? We want that, folks. We don't want you just to settle for what we decide we're going to cover. We love your input on what we're covering, where we're going, who we're getting on the show. So thank you for the call. We're on it. And thank Delta for helping us celebrate our callers every day. One call does it all. If you're in the oil and gas industry, you call Delta. You say, hey, just do this for me. Turnkey, well sites, flow lines, pump jacks, conditioning modules, the modular skids, the tank batteries, the E&I services, the electrical and mechanical design, survey work. You hear what I'm saying? Everything. Pipe insulation, done. Temporary flaring services, done. Call Eric. Check it off the box. It's done with Delta. 406-250-8151, 406-250-8151, or online at deltaconstructors.net. Stephen Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, on this Heidi Heitkamp questions, one thing that's never brought up is that Heidi Heitkamp voted against bringing the bill up for discussion the day before. So, in hindsight, she voted against it twice. And
you're talking about what bill? What bill, Steve?
The tax reform.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah.
She voted against bringing it to the floor with Schumer. And the thing about it is that I thought we sent people down there to debate and to bring things up so the public could see it. And this is a nice way to skip out. And my question to her would be, also, can she walk into a Walmart store and look the employees in the eye and say she's doing a good job for them or any of these other places where they got raises?
Yeah, because that's the reason she voted against it. She said enough of the benefit didn't go to the middle class, and they're getting it and seeing it. That decision is going to be a disaster. I absolute disaster for her. And there are many. The Iran vote. I mean, you got Obamacare. There are votes after votes after votes against, what has been a very bad bill. Very bad, for North Dakotans. So keep going down the list. I can't get beyond the pay and capable bill. I can't get beyond. That's what's tripped the trigger for me. In fact, I used to say this. You know, Heidi's nice, but she votes wrong. I don't believe anybody that can be fairly called nice that votes in favor of allowing abortions in the United States and one of only seven countries. We're with North Korea on this, ladies and gentlemen. We're with North Korea. She's voting for the North Korea way for the USA when it comes to babies feeling pain at 20 weeks and saying it's okay to kill them. I'm telling you, I'm not getting over that. I'm not getting, and that's not nice. That's not nice.
Well, Scott, the one thing, though, that you have to remember is a lot of these bills come up, and like the tax bill was a very big bill. And when you vote not even to bring it to the floor to debate it, why is she there then? That's her job to get it out on the floor to debate it. If she didn't like it, she could have voted against it later and explained her vote.
Yeah, that's an interesting point because same thing happened, by the way, on that. In addition to the tax bill you're talking about, same thing happened on the other one, right, which took 60 votes. And then if it had got 60 votes, then, of course, it would have only taken a simple majority. So that's why she was against it. But that's a fair point. That's swamp games is what that is. Swamp games. Appreciate the call, Steve.
Thank you. I got to move snow. Okay.
Well, you and everybody else. I tell you what, Gary and Jamestown, you go ahead. You're next.
So I understand Heidi doesn't want to answer any questions. Maybe let's try this way, then. Maybe you ask me one of her questions, and I'll try and answer it for you.
All right, I'll find one here from one of our fine listeners here. Okay.
Okay.
You ready?
Sure. Go ahead.
Let me see. I'm just trying to find a quick one here. What is your position on the liberal interference with ICE in California? Says Les.
Well, you know, I represent the people of North Dakota, and basically they're, you know, of Scandinavian and German-Russian heritage, which means that they only understand simple mechanical concepts, such as you pull a lever and the loader bucket goes up, you pull another lever and the bucket tilts, and the materials drop into the manure spreader. So, and you repeat the process. So based on that, you need somebody like me who can think more than in single-syllable words such as oil, gas, wheat, corn, beans. You need me there in Washington, D.C. to represent you and understand these complicated subjects. Thank you for your vote.
So, basically, we're stupid. We're stupid, and you know better than we do, and you didn't answer the question. Gary, you did Heidi Heitkamp very well. Thank you very much. Let's give him applause, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you, Gary. Sadly, okay. there's a little bit of that to do. Why are you wasting your time with this, asking questions that are not going to be answered? I guarantee, this is from another texter. I guarantee you everything that was said in this hour was written down, transcribed for Senator Heitkamp. It will be put in front of her. She'll see the questions you're asking now. Are they going to get answered? I can't promise that, but I'm never going to stop trying, folks. So let's keep the questions coming. 855-200-1776. More of them tomorrow. God bless you. Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.